Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am Mubashir Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York. And once again, I am standing in for the host of this show, Religion Mean Alive. Well, the host of this show is Imam Afif Muhammad. And he asked me once again if I would stand in for him because he's taking care of some serious business that he's working on for the, on the behalf of this show, Religion Mean Alive. Imam Afif, he's doing some business talk. He's trying to get things in line to really bring the people and back to the religion that we know that our mothers and fathers had before they came here or were brought to here as slaves. So I want to let you know that I'm not the host. I am a assistant Imam Afif Muhammad at this time. I'm his co-host for the day. I am the host of his show for the day, and I thank Imam Afif Muhammad for having the trust in me to call me and ask me to do his show, because we know that trust has been something that has been very, very damaged among the African-American descendants of slaves more than any other people on this earth. We have been made to not trust one another. So, but Imam Afif, I appreciate you for having the trust in me to be able to stand in for you at this precious moment to do the Religion Mean Alive, because you're a powerful voice in doing this show, Religion Mean Alive. You're a powerful voice, Brother Imam Afif Muhammad, and I thank you for allowing me to help you. I always like to first begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I openly bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. And we want to make clear to all of you that may be listening that when we as Muslims say God, we're talking about the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. We have been blessed to see this and come into this understanding through a leader who was born for the mission, Imam Muhammad D. Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, that took over the nation of Islam after his father's passed. It was Imam Muhammad, blessed by God with the insight of Scripture, to make it clear to us that God is not a man. He's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a young man. He's the one that created the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. So he is the one that was blessed to bring us into the clear understanding of who God is so that we can make great progress in our life. Because he said, if you have the wrong perception of God, then you have the wrong perception of everything else in your life. So we bear witness that he is the one that was blessed by God to give us this correct understanding. And he also gave us the correct understanding of who the last prophet was. And the last prophet that came behind all the prophets was Muhammad ibn Abdullah, born 1,435 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. He is the last of the prophets. He's the seal of the prophet, and he's one of the many, many great messengers and prophets and warners that God has sent down through the history of time to men and women to get them back on the track once they have been misled and misguided by evil and wicked people that have taken stripped of knowledge and misguided humanity. So we thank God for him, Muhammad of Arabia, and Muhammad of the Quran. Imam Muhammad said he thanked God Almighty when he was able to place his hand on the Muhammad of the Quran. And that's the one that is the last prophet, and he's the seal of the prophet and one of the great messengers of Almighty God. And he greeted his followers as Jesus Christ, and the rest of the prophets agree that they follow of Assalamu Alaikum, and I greet you listening audience with the same greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. May God, peace, and blessing be upon each and every one of you that is listening to the show. You know, when Imam Afif called me today and asked me to stand in for him, you know, I always get nervous before I do, because I have a show myself to come on tomorrow. But I always get nervous anytime I have to speak to an audience, whether I'm in their presence, they can see me physically, and even if they don't see me, I still have nervousness, and I always ask Almighty God to help me to deliver the message that he wants me to deliver. Because, brothers and sisters, we got to understand something. See, we see a lot of confusion going on in the world today, and man thinks that he can do this job or do can clean up this mess without the aid of the Creator. That's the big mistake is being made. We hear many religious leaders and political leaders coming on talking just like they have the power to do whatever they have to come up in their mind or in their feelings about how to handle the situation. And a lot of them actually forget that there's a God over this here creation. We can't solve this problem. This thing ain't got so far out of hand. If we don't see that we need good sense, good rational common sense that the people had of old. This is not the first time that the world has gone through things like this, yeah? That's why God admonished us in our holy book, the Muhammad the Prophet, to tell us to study the past. He said, study the past. There's nothing new on the sun. He said, study the past. But study the past, and just don't study the past. Study and find out what happened to the people that did things in those days and time like people doing it in this day and time. They had wars and many wars on the earth, one after another, before this world came into existence. So all we need to do is study what happened to those people that were in the minds of people that wanted to war, people that wanted to be immoral, people that wanted to disobey the moral code of God, such as man marrying man and women marrying men. That's a moral code that has been broken. But this is not the first time. All we have to do is study the history of the minds of the people that did that long before this world came into existence. And God said, and just don't study it, but study how they came to an end, because all of this is coming to an end. We are coming to the conclusion of things, dear beloved people. That's what we are doing. This world is coming to a conclusion. You know, I belong to a movement that I joined 45 years ago called the Nation of Islam. I came out of the church. I was a Christian up until 25 years of age. I became a Muslim at that age, here in Brooklyn, New York, where I'm talking from, here in Brownsville. And I joined Temple No. 7C 45 years ago and became a Muslim. And since then, my life has been on a journey, a path that is have led me to come into the proper understanding of who the Creator is. And I thank Almighty God for that, because I know without a shadow of doubt that there's a Creator, that there's one that is over all of this marvelous world that we see that man say he made or he have made. Because God said he allowed the human being to be a creator too. But he is the best of creators. That's how God wanted us to keep us in mind and to understand that you can't handle this world by yourself, old man and old woman. It's too big for you. You got to turn to the one. Sometime in your life, or one time, you're going to have to turn back to the one that created not only the world, but the one that created you. And this is the mistake that is being made by too many human beings trying to play God. We're no gods. We're mortals from the mortals he, Allah, created. So as a Muslim coming out of the church, I came out of the Christianity at the age of 25, and I got married at the age of 25. My wife was 21, and I was 25 years old when we got married. We became Muslims in the Nation of Islam under the leadership of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I began to travel a journey in my life to come into the position I am today, to be able to really, really speak to anyone on this planet Earth about the reality of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and be standing on solid ground, because we have been introduced to God properly, without a shadow of doubt, by our leader and our teacher, the son of the Honorable Elijah, and Sister Clara Muhammad, Imam Warsan Muhammad, who was blessed by God to be able to see and understand things in Scripture that most people have never even dreamed of coming to that kind of understanding. God blessed them with that understanding. And as we further talk on the leadership of the Imam W.D. Muhammad and introducing him to the ones that may not know that much about him, and this is what we're reaching out for, and this is why Imam Al-Muhammad show is so important. Because Imam Alfred takes the position, and I take that position too, to go back and introduce to the hearts and souls of the black man and woman of America. We have to use this language sometimes, and we don't like to use it because we have graduated high above calling people by the color of their skin. We're human beings, all of us, we're human beings. And there's different kinds of human beings that is in different skin color. And their mental and moral and spiritual makeup become different over the period of time. But we are still human beings. The essence of that person is the same all over the world. We're human beings. Being a member of the Nation of Islam, under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we were given a lot of ideals about ourselves as human beings because of the condition of what slavery had done to us. Slavery took away from us. It took away from us our tradition. It took away from us our language, our culture, and most of all, who our God was. So in this short period of time, I think it's about 90 minutes, I'm going to try to share with you things that was brought to our attention by Imam Wahdat Din Muhammad when he became the leader after his father. Because we have that movement still going on called the Nation of Islam under Minister Louis Farrakhan. And Minister Farrakhan himself, he was part of the group that I belonged to that was followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he was a member of the Nation of Islam before I was. But I've been in 45 years, and he's been much longer than I've been in because he was one of the national spokesmen for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the other one was Malcolm Shabazz, two great spokesmen from the movement called the Nation of Islam. But the one that corrected and brought us to the understanding of the correct religion that is called Islam, it's never what we call Islam in our holy book. It's called El Islam, the Islam, was Imam Wahdat Din Muhammad, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad. And I'd like to share with you what he said to us or to the world when he first took leadership on the Nation of Islam, on what he had to do. Listen to what the Imam said about the Nation of Islam. He says, I'm reading directly his words. Imam Muhammad says, the first thing I saw we had to change was the idea of God, because Islam is Tawheed, and Tawheed, that's the Arabic word for oneness. He said, we believe in the oneness of God. That's what Tawheed means. We believe in the oneness of God. And the whole ramification of that belief we call Tawheed. Imam Muhammad says, I felt that right away I should make a statement to our people, the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, whom I was now the leader of, that we cannot anymore go along with that idea. We have to be in agreement with the idea that is in the Quran, the book that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said was our book too. Imam said they accepted that most of them. He said there were some who had great difficulty, and I think they tolerated me like others tolerated the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And some couldn't stand it anymore, and they left. As you know, Farrakhan eventually left himself, although for a few years he pretended to be with me. I say pretended because I wonder now whether it was really sincere. But he pretended to be with me 100% when I became the leader. And he knew me. Imam said, and he knew me. He was not just seeing me. Farrakhan knew me before I became the leader. He knew that I had an interest in correcting the ideals for Muslims. That it was mainly the ideals that addressed the concept of God. But we continued to progress with bringing the idea of God in line with Quran. Then we had to continue. And the next step was to bring the idea of prophethood in line with the Quran. And we did that also. Again, a lot of people just tolerated me because they believed I was sincere and had faith, that I had their interests at heart. He said, I don't think they all want to change immediately, but they had enough faith in me to have patience. The Imam said, Imam speaks on Imam W.D. Muhammad. And I want to share this with you on the Nation of Islam. by Imam W.D. Muhammad. Imam Muhammad says, let me let you in on this. W.D. Muhammad and Malcolm X, who later came to be called Malcolm Shabazz, we loved the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We loved the Nation of Islam. We loved our brothers and sisters in the Nation of Islam. We loved the aspiration of the Nation of Islam. We loved the achievements of the Nation of Islam. We loved the manners and the discipline of the Nation of Islam. We loved the morals and decency that was sometimes hard on us and would cause someone to be thrown out of the Nation of Islam for violating something that others just would ignore. Malcolm and I were not boys. We were men. We were not average men. We were extraordinary men when it came to wanting to assert our manhood. Not only that, but we also loved the food of the Nation of Islam. We loved our bean soup and brown fried rice and carrot pies and 100% cheese pie. We loved our bean pie so much that we had to tell all of the African-American people about our bean pie. We didn't want to separate from that. You hear that email said, we didn't want to separate from that. It was three times that I was separated from the Nation of Islam. The first time that I was separated from the nation, it was because someone said I was saying things about the concept of God that was not approved in the Nation of Islam. For we was told in the Nation of Islam that Farad, that's the man that came from the east by the name of Farad Muhammad. That's my words. I want the new people to understand what we're saying him. Farad Muhammad is the one that introduced the religion of Islam to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his wife, so first to his wife, and then she brought the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to him. And after that, history was made. But this man, Farad Muhammad, is the one that we thought that came in the person of God. That we say God came in the person of him, Farad Muhammad, who was born in India. It's called Pakistan now, but it was called India at that time. Imam Muhammad says, for we was told in the Nation of Islam that Farad was Allah in the person, the man who taught my father. So I was rejected when this complaint was forced on my father. And I say forced on my father because my father knew that my mind was developing differently, and he never bothered me. Imam Muhammad said, it was not until someone made a charge against me, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a lawgiver and a law executor. That was one thing that he was more serious about than you are about getting AIDS, and that is having his position weakened or having the Nation of Islam weakened. If anybody threatened that, be it someone white or mama or son or daughter, you were in trouble, given the situation he was put in. When the matter about me was brought to him, he said, you know, son, you know what I have to do? I said, yes, Daddy, and he did it. Imam said, I never stopped being happy. He said, I was not thinking about those things. I was thinking about being right. Those who love what we were all about have the same history of obedience that I have. Imam said, I never started smoking, never drank alcohol, never ate pork, never became profane or vulgar, and never lost my good standing and good character that my mother bred into me and my father encouraged. Now, this is one of the most recent statements Imam W.D. Muhammad made regarding the Nation of Islam, the NOI, as led by Minister Louis Farrakhan. And this talk was given 10/13/2006. Imam Muhammad said, the royal family of Saudi Arabia, they know that they have to make changes. It is slowly coming, and the pressure is on them. The pressure is getting stronger and stronger. They know they are going to have to give up that family rule of the people. That is un-Islamic. Imam said, I love them too. And I'm still a member of the Supreme Council of Masajids in Saudi Arabia. Just like I love our brothers from the Nation of Islam. And y'all please listen. Imam said, just like I love my brothers from the Nation of Islam. And I'll be their friend until I die. I am going to die their friend. But I am not pleased with the way their head is situated. Oh, he's talking about Farrakhan. Imam said, I didn't say his head. Their head. Imam said, I'm not pleased the way their head is situated. Oh, their head is Farrakhan. Imam Muhammad said, not necessarily. Y'all please listen. Imam said, not necessarily. He said, Farrakhan is here now. And he will be gone like I will. But those brothers are already situated in their thinking. And Farrakhan is afraid. Farrakhan is afraid to turn them around himself. He is afraid there might be a terrible consequence if he tries to turn them around. Then he looks at what he's enjoying. Imam says, such is life. Imam Muhammad says, that was by Imam W.D. Muhammad, what I just read himself. Imam Muhammad says, if we want to make some progress in satisfying this identity hunger in us, then we should look to what has come out of the lost foundation of Islam in America. He said, I'm talking to you on the outside now. This is talking to our Christian brothers, our Jewish brothers who are of African descent that belong to those religions, because we have many African-American descendants of faith that belong to the Jewish religion, and we know we have many, many belong to the Christian religion. So the Imam said, okay. So the Imam said, I'm talking to you on the outside now. He's talking to you and talking to the future people. Imam Muhammad said, you on the outside who take pride in being intelligent, who take pride in being schooled, who take pride in your degrees, who take pride in your worldly experiences. You on the outside who belong to the African-American people we call Bilalians. That's the name that the Imam gave us when he took over the leadership after his father, because we still looking for identity name right now. That's the best name, Bilalian. We have talked on that many times, myself and my co-host on my show, on our show that will be coming on tomorrow night. Message of Concern, my co-host, either my team from Rhode Island, we talks on Bilal, and we're going to be talking on it tomorrow perhaps, because we do a follow-up continuously to try to get the new people that do not know about the Nation of Islam and why we made the transition that we made from that movement to the proper religion that was taught by Muhammad the Prophet of 1,400 years ago when God revealed the last holy book to him called the Quran. This is the religion that we belong to proper now. All over the world, there's 1.5 billion people that is Muslim. And our holy book is the Quran. And Bilal was a descendant, came the caller to prayer, the Mu'eddin. Mu'eddin means caller to prayer. He became that under the leadership of Muhammad the Prophet, who was the prophet, the last of the prophets. He made Bilal the one to call the people to prayer. There's much to be said about Bilal, but we're going to continue what Imam Muhammad is saying here. I want you to see what the Imam is saying here. The Imam said, I'm asking you to do yourself a favor. Do yourself a big favor and study the development of the lost foundation of Islam in America as it has now grown from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to myself, talking about to him. He said, study that. Imam Muhammad said, study that. And I am sure that if you study it with the total mind and the rational senses of a civilized, intelligent scholar, you will rush here to me and put your hands in mine and never separate from my leadership again. Now, this is me saying this, and that's why I want to thank you, Brother Imam Alpha. I don't know whether you're having time enough. I know you're busy, whether you're listening to the show or not. But if your wife and your sons are listening, I want to thank Imam Alpha, because he keeps this constantly in the front of the people's eyes, the importance of us as a people and doing for ourselves. He always is reminding us that religion means a lie. Because it is religion It was a religion that put us into the shape that we wound up in as slaves in America. They used a religion called Christianity. Now, we're not putting down Christian people, good Christian people. All of my people, most of my whole family is Christian. I love them. That's my blood. I love them. But we were misguided by white Caucasian Christians that say they love Christ Jesus and they were following Jesus Christ, but at the same time, we know that they was not following the Christ that God put into the world. Because we have was given understanding in our holy book. God said never did he send a prophet or a messenger or a warner to humanity that the Satan, that's the name for the devil in the Quran, and it's called the devil in the Bible, the Satan. Never did God send a messenger, a prophet, or a warner to the people when they was in trouble and in need of his help, that the devil did not come and put one in the world and imitate that one just like God had put in the world. And if you can tell the difference, if God didn't give you his guidance to see and understand which one was his prophet or messenger and which one was the devil's prophet or messenger. And this is what the world is caught up in today. And this is why myself and brother, even on my team, we are trying to get the world to see and trying to get our people to see the difference in the two Muhammads and how they spell the name, M-U-H-H-M-M-A-D, and at the end of the name mean mad. Now, that's not the prophet of the Quran. The prophet of the Quran, M-O-H-H-M-M-E-D, and at the end his name is M-E-D because that's the first three letters of medicine. And Imam Muhammad told President Bill Clinton that he is the Muhammad with the medicine. He's not the mad Muhammad. So we have been strongly misguided in this part of the world called the United States of America and believing that God is in the image of a particular person and belonging to a particular race. And they say it's the Jewish race and that Jesus was a Jew. And most of the Christians say that's their leader. They say they follow Jesus Christ and they see Jesus Christ. Or we were given Jesus Christ in the image of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man. And they call him the Son of God, and he was a Jew. That's not the truth at all. Now, we ain't persistently talking about that, but we can never stop talking about it, and we can't escape it, because this is what is going on in the world today. Most of you don't understand why all of this confusion is going on in the world today. It is because it's the ungodly people that have this scheme worked on the world, that God had a begotten son, only one, only son that God had, and he was a white man in white skin, with blonde hair and blue eyes. That's how he looked. And when I was coming up as a child down in North Carolina, a little town called Walltown in Durham, North Carolina, the pictures on the walls in our house and in the church and in the sanctuary was a picture of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man, and they called him a Jew. Now, I want to continue to share with you what Imam, the one had God blessed to come and reveal that scheme of the Shaitan, and how he has called the different races of people to fight amongst one another because he had put the image of God in every color of race, of people of color on this planet Earth. They used to worship God as a black man one time in Africa. They worshiped God as a yellow man and as a brown man and as a red man. We had, and the world has been made to worship God in all colors of the human being. The human being is not God. God is God. Imam Muhammad says, what we have in this 50 years of experience is scientific proof. Please listen. He said, what we have in this 50 years of experience is scientific proof that the Quran is the superior book, the superior knowledge. Muhammad is the universal prophet. And Wahdatul Muhammad, y'all listen, and Wahdatul Muhammad is the leader for the day. I hope Farrakhan and all the Christian preachers and all the Islamic so-called leaders from around the world is listening to me right now. I don't know who's listening, but those of you who are listening to me, believe me, I'm Brother Mubashir Akhtar. I belong to the tribe of the people they call three-fifths of a human being, and they still call us that. I belong to the tribe that they call monkeys and apes and swines. All kind of derogatory names, putting us down as human beings. I belong to that tribe of people. But thanks to Almighty God Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he is the one that said man plan and God plan. But God is the best of planners. That's the God that we follow. That's the God that Imam Wafidi Muhammad led the community that we call the Nation of Islam. He led us to that God. He's the one that God blessed to be able to bring us out of the darkness into the light of who the real God is, the God that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And in our holy book, his proper name is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. And it's our duty, now that we know this truth, to be our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper. We are the ones that God has blessed more than anyone else in the United States of America, those that came through the transition with Imam W.D. Muhammad, to be able to share this knowledge with the whole world to get us back on course. Because it has been the scheme of the shaitan, people that have learned religion and used the religion not for the betterment and upliftment of humanity, but to put humanity underneath their foot with the knowledge that they refuse to share with the common man and woman. But God blessed the leader, Imam Wafidi Muhammad. And that's why Imam Muhammad said, Wafidi Muhammad is the leader for the day. Because Prophet Muhammad, he predicted one coming after him. When his community is the Ummah, the universal community of Islam. That's the Muhammad the Prophet community. And he said, out of that community, God would raise up one that he would teach directly. And we believe wholeheartedly that that one from the community of the Prophet that is called Muslim throughout the world is Imam Wafidi Muhammad. Wafidi, the one that inherited the faith of Muhammad the Prophet, inherited the good deeds of Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the righteous prophets. He inherited the understanding that they was trying to bring to the people of their day and time. And we believe that he is the one that God has made the leader over the Muslims. He has made him the leader over religion. I don't care what religion you belong to. Imam Muhammad has been blessed by God to have the best perception and understanding of those religions. I believe that wholeheartedly. Imam Muhammad said, now I have said that we have scientific proof. He said, I can back that up. I didn't say we have Bible proof. No, listen. He said, now I have said that we have scientific proof. He said, and I can back that up. I didn't say we have Bible proof. I didn't say we have scripture proof. I said we have scientific proof, Imam W.D. Muhammad. Imam says, the most beautiful nation is in the wilderness of North America. The most beautiful nation is in the wilderness of North America. He said, Imam said, I just want to say to you all, in the words of Mr. Farad, because that is what Mr. Farad told his brothers in the East and around the world when he came here and seen us come back to the religion that God say is the religion for all humanity, and that is the religion of Al-Islam. And he brought that religion, even though he brought the religion incorrect, he did connect us back to the religion that is called Islam throughout the world. And he is the one that said that he could stand on top of the world and say that the most beautiful people in the world is the people that was being formed and shaped in the Nation of Islam, the African American descendants of slaves that came back to the proper religion that God had given to their mothers and fathers before they were brought and put into slavery here in the United States and forced. And the religion of Christianity forced on them by the Caucasian white slave master. Imam Muhammad said, I just want to say to you all in the words of Mr. Farad, I can sit on top of the world and tell anyone that the most beautiful nation is in the wilderness of North America. And believe me, that is not exaggerating a bit. Imam said, I've shared this with you all on many occasions. He said, when I was a young minister on Greenwood, that is where the temple was in Chicago. One day, I think it was at a night, when I gave this address at the temple, I said, we need to see ourselves as a new people on this planet Earth. I said, yes, there are Africans, but they are no new people. They are in Africa, but we are not African anymore. We have been completely separated from that lifeline. So we are not Africans anymore. Now, if we are completely separated from our lifeline with Africa, then we are a new people. Y'all hear that? Imam said, now, if we are completely separated from our lifeline with Africa, then we are a new people. And if we are not comfortable with our existence as a people in these new circumstances on these western shores in America, then that tells me as a people, spirit-wise, customs, etc., we are not yet formed as we want to be formed. So actually, we are a new people forming or trying to be formed in the United States of America. Imam David Iman. So with our people, I hope and I pray, along with Imam Alpha Muhammad, who's the host of Religion Meet Alive, because whether you understand this or not, and I know that we have many educated people from among our lot. We have people with all kinds of degrees. And I used to tell them, coming up in my younger years, you know, I had a good spirit, and I'm fired up because I'm hearing these new words that are going into my heart and soul and mind coming from Imam Muhammad, things, words that I never heard when he said, words make people, man mean mine. I never heard these things before, and turn some on in me. So I do know this. I used to tell them, and because an old man told me this one time. He said, son, we got more PhDs than any other people on this planet Earth. You know, and most of the time, right away, when you say PhD, that goes to the educational viewpoint in the minds of men and women when you say a PhD. He said, we got more PhDs than anybody on this Earth. So I'm not listening to him. And he said, you know how come we got more PhDs than anybody else? He said, you know what PhD means? I said, no, what do it mean, sir? Poor, hungry, and deprived. Y'all think about that who's listening to me. Who got more PhDs in that than the African Americans are sending to say, poor, hungry, and deprived? Now, we got these educated PhDs, and they're still poor, hungry, and deprived. Deprived of what? The knowledge of themselves. Deprived of what? The proper knowledge of God. And they're hungry because God says in Scripture there's going to come a famine in the world. A famine going to come upon the world. A famine, not for the lack of food, but the lack of hearing the word of God. Y'all hear me? The famine we're going through in the world today. Even though they show you all of these Christians, Pat Robertson, all of these liars going over into the countries, what they call the third world, giving them secondhand food. That's not what God was taught by Muhammad the prophet to do in his day and time. And it was Muhammad the prophet that put an end to slavery in his day and time by doing what God instructed him to do. And what did God instruct Muhammad to do? Tell the slave master, if he want a slave, that he have to clothe the slave in the same fine clothes that he wear. He has to feed the slave the same good food that he eat. He has to shelter the slave in the same good shelter he sheltered in. Now, that was a very expensive position that they had to take in order to keep slaves. And that really, really just about abolished slavery during the time of Muhammad the prophet, because God taught Muhammad the prophet to also tell to all humanity, all human beings, that you only supposed to be a slave servant to the one that created you. And that's him. And he said, tell them, Muhammad, that I created neither man nor jinn. I created two things, man and jinn. And I created both of them to do what? To serve me and me only. And who is the me? That's the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, or yellow man. He's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family, one God, one humanity. That's what we're trying to get you to see. Those of us that are students of Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad, those of us that was blessed to come out of the nation Islam and follow the son of the leader of the nation Islam, who said that his son was going to take his place. Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not make that no secret among with so-called labels among the captains, the ministers, and the lieutenants, and the secretaries, and the squad leaders, and the investigators. He told the whole world. He said, me and my son, David and Solomon. He said, I'm like David, and my son is like Solomon. He said, I'm going to gather the material, but my son is going to be at the temple. Who heard that, Frank? I'm one of the ones that heard that. All of those ministers that is still imams now, most of them were sitting at the table. The minister in California, some of the ministers down in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, all of those big men, all of them that are still in position as imams today, most of them were sitting at that table, at that convention down in Chicago, down in Washington, D.C., when Honorable Elijah Muhammad told the world then that he was like David and his son was like Solomon, that he was going to gather the material, and his son going, they heard that, and especially Farrakhan, who was the national spokesman. Malcolm heard it. They heard that. So it ain't no mistake who the leader is. And this is why we can't accept and we cannot go along with Farrakhan or any of those people that was in the Nation of Islam that sat around that table and heard the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and his wife when they brought that tape in to try to get the imam put out in the Nation of Islam again. And the imam had did a show when they was excommunicated from the Nation of Islam. They invited him on the radio program, and he talked on mythological gods. And they thought they had the imam. And when the imam was talking about Farah Muhammad not being God, not only was he talking about Farah Muhammad not being God, he was talking about any man trying to be God. Any man. He used Daddy Grace, Father Divine, all of those people that try to present themselves as God in the world. Imam talked about, anybody that tried to attempt to be God. It wasn't just Farah Muhammad, but they used that because they wanted to get, they knew that Farah Muhammad is the one that came to Detroit, Hamshack, Michigan, Detroit, in Chicago, Milwaukee, Washington, D.C. He didn't go to Washington, D.C. He only went to Detroit, Chicago, and Milwaukee. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad went with him to those three cities to build temples. Now, he's the one that said he came to North America by himself, and he came as Jesus. At one time, he said he was coming as Jesus. Then he said he came as God. And God came in the person of that name, Farad Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. And at the end of the name, it's spelled mad. And brothers and sisters, don't you know that this is what's going on in the world today, madness, because the world is following the mad Muhammad and not the Muhammad of the Quran. What do you think going on down there in Missouri? Those are young children, college children, that have heard Minister Farrakhan and have heard many of those young men and women from the Nation of Islam still promoting that idea that the black man is God. And I was looking at TV and I seen one of them young boys, they just, I don't know why, but he was just standing up in front of all of them artillery, smoke bomb bus around. He's standing up there like he might been God, that can't nothing happen to me. I'm indispensable. You know, you can't do nothing to me. And all of this went, I said, now these people, they got to be taught again. They have to hear what Imam Muhammad was best to bring to us to get us out of that mind that many of our Christian brothers and sisters are still in. When you say that Jesus Christ is God's only begotten son, you're saying that a man is God. Most of you don't even think about these things. It don't even rest on your conscience that you're still worshiping the white man as God. Because Rabbi Sharpton is a good brother, hard worker, but look at his mind. Listen to Jesse Jackson. Listen to all of those Christian preachers. When they call African-American people together, now we're not putting down Christianity. We're putting down a lie that is affecting our people and still affecting the young people that especially come up in the world. To believe that God has a son, and the only one that can save this world is the son that we say belongs to God, and his name is Jesus Christ. And in Christianity, they are teaching our children, in order for them to be saved, they have to make this Jesus Christ their Lord and personal Savior. Y'all think about this, and let us use our good common sense. These are kids on college campuses. studying to be doctors. And all. I mean, they're studying to get degrees in the sciences that run the world. And many of them go to theological seminaries, become preachers of the, what they call the Word of God. And they'll come out of the, those institutions, come into our community, and go to churches that were led perhaps by their father and grandfather, and they become the leader. And they're still teaching this idea to our little baby that is coming up. Then in order for you to go to heaven, you got to put all your trust and your faith in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is our Lord and personal Savior. And you can't go to heaven unless you be bathed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And you know, who told us that? Who told us that? Who was the first that told us that? It was the one that told the world that we were three-fifths of a human being. It was the one that told the world that we were monkeys and apes and baboons, that we didn't have no soul. That's the one who told the world that. And that's the one that told our mothers and fathers during the time of slavery. They imposed that on our mothers and fathers. We got to tell you the truth, because Jesus Christ, to know he the truth, and the truth will set you free. He ain't never tell nobody shouting and singing and hollering will set them free. Show me that in scripture what, that come from Jesus' mouth. Peace be upon the prophet Jesus. He said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We believe in Jesus Christ. And when I be on the street teaching, I've told the Christian, I don't know no Christian that love Jesus Christ more than Mubashi Akta. Why? Because we have the proper understanding of who Jesus Christ is. And most of all, we refuse to do this. We refuse to lie on Jesus Christ. And you Christian, you quit to lie on the prophet Jesus. Jesus Christ ain't never told nobody he was God. Go find it. Show me in the scripture what Jesus Christ said, I am God, or I'm the Son of God. You can't do that. Now, this is religion being alive. And I'm this coming from Mubashir Akhtar. But Imam Alpha Muhammad is a scholar of Christianity. Y'all hear me? This brother's not no lightweight. He's not no newcomer to this here teaching. Alpha and went to some of the most prestigious schools or colleges in the United States of America. Harvard, Yale. He have been in dialogue with many of the top theological scholars in this religion from the black people of America that have gone to school to study theology. Alfred has said among them, and that's why he say religion means a lie. He's not talking about that religion that put down Jesus Christ and lift up the white man as being the Lord and God over the whole world. That's not Jesus. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus never did Jesus Christ say he was God and he was the Son of God. This is the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth. How do we know that? I want to share with you something that Imam Muhammad says about self-redemption. Self-redemption. Because Christianity is being taught to our people that in order for us to be redeemed from our sins and from the trouble that we are in the world, that we have to make Jesus Christ our Lord and personal Savior, that we have to be bathed in his blood, and we have to call on him day and night. And when we call on him day and night, and what is coming up into our minds is the picture that was implanted in the soul and in the genetic makeup of our mothers and fathers during the time of slavery. And they gave us that idea and that spirit that we have to hold on to that Jesus. What Jesus? The Jesus that the white man said, it's God, only begotten Son. Now, we have to share this with you. Know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. Imam Muhammad says self-redemption. Self-redemption. And he goes to our holy book, Yusuf Ali translation, Surah 13, verses 8 through 12. Imam Muhammad says, let us look at the problem that we have as Bilalian people here in the Western Hemisphere. That's the name he chose to give us over calling ourselves black and Negro and Afro-American, Bilalian. And you're going to hear more about this name, Bilalian, coming from myself, coming from Imam Alfred, and coming from our co-host, Imam Martin, on our show tomorrow night, Missions of Concern. Imam Alfred, he's a student of Scripture, just like I am. And he have been working hard ever since he was blessed by God to bring the show called Religion Mean Alive to the public. And he's trying to connect us back to the real identity of what a human being is. And in order for us to know our real identity as a human being, we have to get our identity from through religion, not through politics. Religion rules the world, Tixter, beloved people. We can't redeem ourselves through through the political world. Now, it can be an aid long as its respect is placed in the history of man's life journey. Religion means alive. It is religion that would bring us back to the position that we was taken out of during the time of slavery, when we were made to bow down and be made to look like cowards in front of our women and our daughters by the white men putting us in the condition in our mind and our spirit to believe that God is in the image of his kind and look like their kind, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed European white man, and they called him a Jew. This was imposed on us. Jesus Christ never told nobody that. Listen to this. Imam Muhammad said, let us look at the problems that we have as the Latin people here in the Western Hemisphere. We was captured in empty of all of our cultural knowledge and of all our heritage. Y'all hear that? Imam said, let us look at the problems that we have as the Lalian people here in the Western Hemisphere. We was captured and empty of all of our cultural knowledge and of all our heritage. We were separated from the tradition of our people, from the knowledge of our people, and from the life of our people. Being so thoroughly emptied, we became empty vessels for another people to fill up. They filled us up with whatever they wanted to put in us. Imam said, this is not the first time that a situation like this has occurred in man's history, but it has never happened to this great extent. Y'all hear that? The wine of fornication. This is what Imam says. The wine of fornication. Imam said, in the past, evil people had put corruption into the minds, the tradition, the knowledge, and the thoughts of other people. But they had not totally emptied the people of everything that was originally in them. Imam said, the Caucasian captors of our foreparents filled them with thoughts and beliefs that was foreign to the nature of our foreparents. The book, Bible, says that the wine of fornication would be put into the sacred vessels. Imam said, this is a symbolic description of how unrighteous people corrupt the minds of other people by feeding their mind with things that would make the righteous people mentally drunk. And he goes to the Bible. Y'all, please listen. He goes to the Christian Bible, where it's read, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And tithe and offering, ye a curse with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. You can go to Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, and you will read that, what I just read you, on the pages of the Bible. Imam said, the book says that God charged the unrighteous people of robbing him of a whole nation of people. Think about our situation here in America. The book says that God charged the unrighteous people of robbing him of a whole nation of people. This means the taking of a body of people from their natural place and putting them at a place foreign to themselves and raising them in the absence of their own history. Ooh, listen, y'all. This is us here. This book is talking about us more than anybody on this planet Earth. It's referring to the African-American descendants of slaves. I'm going to read this again. Imam Muhammad says, the book says that God charged the unrighteous people of robbing him of a whole nation of people. This means the taking of a body of people from their natural place and putting them in a place foreign to themselves and raising them in the absence of their own history. Thank you, Brother Imam Alfred, for keeping us connected and trying with all your might and main to keep us connected to the great history taken from us and given another history to us in the life of another people, robbed of our history. When they brought us here as slaves and put our ancestors, when they brought our ancestors here as slaves and destroyed their history, their culture, their language, and their tradition, and gave us a whole new identity, calling us Negroes and black people and colored people. As they say, calling us everything but the name of God. Imam said, it means making that body of people think that they have no connection outside of the miserable life that they was put into. Now, he said, the spark of human life. Imam Muhammad says, even though we were placed in a condition by the slave master that was miserable and inhuman, still the spark of human life, still the spark of human life that was deep within us could not be totally extinguished. Slowly but surely began to burn brighter and brighter into a glow which lit the desire within us that eventually would lead us to self-redemption. Imam Muhammad said, our people in the West became self-protective, working with old knowledge, but we could only go so far with that knowledge. All the knowledge that we had was not enough to make us independent and was not enough to get the Caucasian people to recognize us and to properly respect us. In our history, says Imam Muhammad, in our history, we had men and women who would learn in the Caucasian grasp of knowledge. They were able to bring us to the frontier of the recognition of the need for self-defense, and they made us self-protective. We began to speak out against the wrongs that Caucasian was doing to us, and we began to criticize their conduct, their minds, and their actions, but something was missing. Don't you know, if you look at the condition of the African-American people, that most of them is still in this frame of mind right now, because they have refused to come out of the old mind into the new mind. Imam Wafidi Muhammad, the son of Elijah Kerr Muhammad, he represents the new mind, the new Africa, the Bilalian African man, the Bilalian African man, the man that was told to go up on top of the Kaaba, the first house that our father Abraham and his son Ishmael built, for the worship of the one God, the one true God. Bilal was told to go up on top of that house and call the people back to the worship of the one God. And that's what Imam Muhammad did when he took over the leadership after his father. He called them people that follow his father, worshiping a false god, worshiping a man as God, back to the worship of the God that was the God of our father Abraham, the God of Moses, the God of Jesus Christ, the God of David, the God of Solomon, the God of Joseph, Yusuf, the God of Idris, the God of Aaron, Harun. He called us back. Bilal called them, all of them, to the worship of the God that created all of those great, honorable, noble men and women that is in the history, fighting in the cause of God. It was Bilal that was told to go up on top of the house. Huh? They called the whole humanity back to the worship of the one true God. Beloved brothers and sisters, those of us that came through the Nation of Islam with the honorable Elijah Muhammad and took the leadership of his son and followed his son for the 33 years, nonstop teaching on this earth the oneness of God, we are the people that is best able to save humanity by God's permission. And I believe in all my heart and soul, like Imam Alpha Muhammad believed in all his heart and soul, that we are a people that is best qualified to straighten out this mess that man had put the human being in the world. But we know that we can't do this here without God's guidance. And we believe that Almighty God has guided the African American, the descendants of slaves, to stand up in America and tell the slave master and his children the wrong mistake that they have made trying to play God. White man ain't God, never have been, never will be. The black man ain't God, never have been, never will be. The yellow man ain't God, never have been, never will be. The brown man ain't God, never have been, never will be. The red man is not God, never have been, and never will be. The only thing we can be is what the righteous prophet Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad. I'm just naming them. Righteous prophets. And the only thing that they seen themselves and associating with God is that they are only righteous, obedient servants of God. God have no associates. God have no partners. The only way that a human being can come to God, whether you be a black human, white, brown, red, or yellow human, the only way that you can come to your Creator as his servant. And that's what we call in the world back to, the worship of the one true God as human beings. Because we are only mortals from the mortals he, God created. We are no gods. We are no gods. We are only mortals from the mortals he, Allah created. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? So Imam Muhammad says, even though we were placed in a condition by the slave master that was miserable and inhuman, still the spark of human life that was deep within us could not be totally extinguished. Slowly but surely, that spark began to burn brighter and brighter into a glow, which lit the desire within us that eventually would lead us to self-redemption. Our people in the West became self-protective, working with old knowledge, but we could only go so far with that knowledge. Other knowledge that we had was not enough to make us independent, and was not enough to get the Caucasian people to recognize us and to properly respect us. In our history, we had men and women who were learned in the Caucasian grafted knowledge. They was able to bring us to the frontier of the recognition of the need for self-defense, and they made us self-protective. We began to speak out against the wrongs that Caucasian was doing to us, and we began to criticize their conduct, their minds, and their actions. But something was missing. The man said, grafted knowledge. He said, the Caucasian, y'all please listen. He said, the Caucasian knew that the Negro had gotten smart enough to see that they was acting wrong. But they knew that we had not yet gotten smart enough to see that our knowledge, which was their knowledge, was wrong. Did y'all hear that? I have to read this again. Grafted knowledge, because that's what they gave us. Most of the Christian world, African-American Christian world, is moving from grafted knowledge. Grafted ungodly knowledge. Y'all hear me? Imam Muhammad said the Caucasian knew that the Negro and Farrakhan is still moving from the grafted knowledge. The Caucasian knew that the Negro had gotten smart enough to see that they was acting wrong. But they knew that we had not gotten smart enough to see that our knowledge, which was their knowledge, was wrong. Huh? Imam says, the grafted man knowledge was wrong for us. If you're living among thieves and kidnappers, and you pick up their philosophy of life to defend your rights, you're only going to have as many rights as they are willing to give you. That's what these people need to know. That's making all this noise down in St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit, whenever we have a situation like we have, the white man come out and kill one of us. The first thing we do, we call the Christian preacher down there. And the first thing he do is to let us pray. And who is he praying to? He's praying to Jesus Christ. He's praying to the image of the man that is doing that to them at that particular time. They believe that Jesus Christ is their Lord and personal Savior, and that Jesus Christ is one of them. That Jesus Christ looked like them because he's a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes, but his identity is a Jew. Now, y'all listen to this. Imam Muhammad said the grafted man knowledge was wrong for us. If you're living among thieves and kidnappers, and you pick up their philosophy of life to defend your rights, you're only going to have as many rights as they're willing to give you. The best you can hope to become is another member in the society of crooks and murderers. No matter how much our people studied and tried to achieve under the Caucasian man's teachings, the best they could become was just another member in a society of corrupt people, being weaker and not having the material resources that the Caucasian had, they were at the mercy of the Caucasian people. Now, listen, they call themselves so-called miracle workers. So-called miracle workers. Listen to what the man said. He said the religion, Christianity, that is taught to align in your people by the Caucasian is a physical religion. Do y'all hear that? My Christian brothers and sisters, we our brothers, keepers. Religion means alive. Now, don't think that when Imam Alfred present religion means alive, that he don't know what he's talking about. He's not guessworking or nothing. His whole family's Christian, just like my whole family's Christian. He was brought up in the Christian church. I brought up in the Christian church, too. We couldn't do nothing unless we went to Sunday school and church. You might as well forget about it. You ain't going to no movies. We love to play ball. I was a backboard for a semi-pro baseball team, a black-owned semi-pro baseball team in Durham, North Carolina, called the Durham Rams. I was the backboard for that team. My brother-in-law was one of the star players, pitcher Pete Payton. He was married to my sister, Shirley Payton, Shirley Faulkner. My name is John Earl Pookie Faulkner from Durham, North Carolina, Wall Town. That's who's talking to you. Some of you that might want to hear me. Might want to know who I am. I'm from Walltown, Durham, North Carolina, the Bull City. Imam Muhammad said the religion Christianity that is taught to the Lalian people by the Caucasian is a physical religion. Religion mean alive. Religion mean alive, dear brothers and sisters. And this is the show that I'm co-hosting for Imam Alpha Muhammad, who couldn't be here today or yesterday because he's taking care of some serious business. He's trying to always work to get our people in a better position that we can see these truths that we're talking about today. He's trying to do that, and I appreciate Imam Alpha. That's why when he called on me, I had to come to his aid because I know what he's doing. Me and him don't agree on everything. He'll tell you that. But one thing we do agree on, that we need to be able to take care of our own needs, must have and can't do without for ourselves. We don't need no foreigners standing over us, trying to be our daddies and our mama. We tired of that. We free people in this city. And we're going to want our shared freedom space, too. So-called miracle workers. The religion Christianity that is taught to the Lalian people by the Caucasian is a physical religion. People are seen on radio and television performing so-called miracles on people. Pat Robertson is good for that. But how many of those so-called miracle workers can restore the blind, moral eye, so the man can walk away with moral right, with moral sight? Huh? How many? He may answer, but how many of those those so-called miracle workers can restore the blind, moral eye, so that the man can walk away with moral sight? How many of them can restore the broken moral leg of the man so that the man can walk away morally upright? They say that they can bless you with more money, with a better relationship with your husband or wife, or with better physical health. But how many of them can you find that have the power to restore life to the limbs of the mind and to the vital organs of the mind? How many can walk away and know that they are going to be successful in life from that time on? God's great miracle. God's great miracle. Imam Muhammad said, which is the greater miracle? Taking paralysis from the jaw, a person that's paralyzed in the jaw? Imam said, which is the greater miracle? Taking a paralysis from the jaw or removing paralysis from out of the mind? There have been men who have sat in the seat of power over the entire nation who did not have the use of their arms or their legs, and some have gone blind. But because their minds remained strong, they were able to dictate the life of that nation and rule over it until their mind passed out of this world. The real miracle, y'all listen, Christian brothers and sisters, and stop believing these so-called false prophets. Imam Muhammad said the real miracle that God worked is not a miracle in your physical body, but it is a miracle in your mind and in your heart. Plain to my brothers and sisters. that is killing each other, mistreating each other, with wrong understanding, the wrong concept and ideas of who the Creator is. You are no gods. You are no goddess. You are only mortal from the mortal. He, Allah, the God created. Imam Muhammad said the real miracle that God works is not a miracle in your physical body, but is a miracle in your mind and in your heart. The great miracle of God, listen, the great miracle of God is the healing of your vital parts in your mind and in your heart. The rise of the Lost Foundation Islam at that time, that we still call the Lost Foundation Islam because the Imam was just coming into the leadership when he gave this talk. He said, the rise of the Lost Foundation Islam in the West, now in the world community Islam, in the West, to the position of moral and spiritual leadership for the whole world is a modern day miracle. Y'all hear that? That's the miracle. Look at this miracle that was worked through the African American descendants of slaves, of people that were put down in the bottom of the well like Joseph, of people that called 3/5 of a human being, denied to set into the school with the white man and get the learning that his children got. Even though I never did want to go to white school, I went to all black school. I never went to school with white folks until I joined the Job Corps. I was out of high school then. From the first grade to the 12th grade, we had our own schools. And I loved it because we were taught to have pride in ourselves. Because when we got ready to go on school trips, our teacher would line us up in the hall and tell all of us, now look at here, we're going out here in the puppets. Don't none of y'all disgrace us. And they you would say, don't none of you disgrace our race. They say, we got enough strikes against us. They want to hold us back just because we black-skinned. So don't you go out here and embarrass our people. That's what they taught us when we were getting ready to go out into the public at a group, as a class, going on field trips and things. We were conscious not to embarrass our people. We need that to be brought back. And that's what Imam Alfred and trying to bring back those good moral ideas and concepts that is needed. But we have to get it through religion, because religion means a lie. It is the religion that our mothers and fathers used to sing about in the church. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It was good enough for grandmama. It was good enough for grandfather and grand. It was good enough for mama and daddy. That old-time religion. And that is the religion that our mothers and fathers practiced on the continent of Africa before they were kidnapped and brought here to this Western Hemisphere called the United States of America and was forced into a religion that white men made up called Christianity. Oh, yes, we have to tell you the truth. We're not talking about good Christian people, because I came from among good Christian people. I came from among them. I was a Christian coming up as a child, and I believed in Jesus Christ because my mama told me to be like Jesus. She said, son, Jesus was a good man, so be like him. And we were taught that. I wasn't really conscious that he was a white man like we are today, because God is the one that brings the consciousness into the forefront of the human being, because God says to us the greatest thing that he created in all of his creation is the human intellect. And God made the human intellect to go forward, not backwards. We have to make progress. And religion is designed to make progress for the human heart, the human soul, the human mind, and the human spirit. That's why Imam Alpha Muhammad, that religion mean a lie. He understands these things. And I support him and any preacher that got this kind of understanding, rabbi that got this understanding, because God says for us religious people to work together. The learned ones that is in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, we're supposed to come and work together for the upliftment and betterment for the whole humanity, not just one group of people. Oh, God is the God of the Jews. No, God ain't only God of the Jews. God is the God of everybody. God is the God over everybody, whether you call yourself a Christian, a Hindu, a Buddhist, or a Muslim. God is the God over all creation. From the mineral life, the marine life, the plant life, the human life, God is the one that is in charge of his creation. And he don't need no help. There's no one sitting up in heaven on the right-hand side of God, consulting with God and giving God advice. God is God and God alone. And Allah says thus in our holy book, who is these newcomers coming up, pretending to, or trying to be God? He said, were they around when I created the sun, the moon, and the stars? Did I need their help to do that? That's the God we worship. That's the God Christ Jesus worship. That's the God that Moses worship. That's the God that Abraham worship. That's the God that David and Solomon and Lot, all of the prophets, Jonas and Adam, all of them, they worship that one God. The God we are calling you back to as Muslim, followers of Imam Muhammad, Muhammad. And in the spirit of our father that was told to go up on top of the Kaaba, but loud, and call the people back to the oneness of the one God. And he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, yellow man. God is the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. Y'all hear me? Imam Muhammad says, alcoholic ideas. Y'all listen to this here. Alcoholic ideas. You know what an alcoholic is. Imam Muhammad said, people walk like drunkards. Because they are drunk in the mind. They are not under the influence of alcohol, but they are under the influence of an alcoholic idea. They are men and women who cannot stand up physically because their minds are weak, dead to reality and truth. Do you think that Almighty God, Imam Muhammad says, do you think that Almighty God made prophets who just had the power to produce miracles on your physical flesh, but that he did not make prophets who had the power to produce miracles in your mind? Your mind is more important than your flesh. It is the mind that rules over the flesh. In misunderstanding the truth of God's miracle, Christianity has led the world far away from the right way into darkness. Sin without fear. I got a few more minutes left, but I'm going to close out with this here. Imam Muhammad says, sin without fear. Y'all think about that and look at the sins that are going on in the world today. Sinning without fear. Imam Muhammad says the church false teaching on Jesus. Y'all hear that? The church false teaching on Jesus have also kept the world in ignorance and darkness. Christianity put Jesus in a flesh Caucasian body and told you that he died for you and for your sins. This kind of teaching releases you and them to commit greater sins. Y'all hear that? This kind of teaches and releases you and them to commit greater sins. Imam said, you thought that since you did not have to die for your sins, you could continue to sin without fear because Jesus had paid the price for self-sacrifice, with self-sacrifice. He said, you thought that since you did not have to die for your sins, you could continue to sin without fear because Jesus has paid the price with self-sacrifice. Imam said, you accepted that kind of religion because it satisfied your weakness. Because it satisfied your weakness. Y'all hear that? It satisfied your weakness. The crucifixion of the truth. Imam Muhammad said, the truth that the Christian hid from you is that they did not crucify the physical man, Jesus. Now, I know this might upset some of y'all minds, hearts, and souls that is diehard Christian, but truth is what set you free. If you say you follow Jesus Christ, you have to say what Jesus said would set you free. He says truth will set you free. Imam Muhammad said, the crucifixion of truth, and he coming from our holy book, the Quran, Surah 6, chapter 157, chapter 6, verse 157, Imam Muhammad said, the truth that the Christians hid from you is that they did not crucify the physical man, Jesus. They crucified his truth. The truth that the Christians hid from you is that they did not crucify the physical man, Jesus. They crucified his truth. That is the reason that the world came under darkness. Even if you crucify a man physically, it would not hurt him at all, as he remains alive as a living light of truth and knowledge through the world. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Ain't that what he said?
Listen to what Imam Muhammad is saying. He said, even if you crucify a man physically, it would not hurt him at all if he remains alive as a living light of truth and knowledge through the world. He will continue to grow because people will continue to follow his truth. But if you crucify the truth of a man, he will die in the earth. That's the real meaning of the crucifixion of the prophet they call Jesus. They didn't crucify that man physically. It is his truth. And this is what God Almighty is bringing back to the world today through the leadership of the people that followed the honor of Elijah Muhammad and his wife from the nation Islam. Because we have to tell the truth. We came up out of this here, and we were saved through the leadership of Imam Walter D. Muhammad by coming back into the proper perception and the right understanding of who God is. More than any human being in this modern day and time, it has been the leadership of the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, Imam Walter D. Muhammad. And that is the reason why when the Imam passed, is the great New York Times, they had a big obituary column in their paper. And at the end of it, recognized Imam Muhammad by telling the world this. This Christian nation, this is what they said. Imam Walter D. Muhammad, the American Imam. Imam means leader. In our holy book, Imam means leader. And Abraham, the father of the Abrahamic faith, he prayed in our holy book to God that God would make all of his offspring imams, male and female. Make them all imams. Make them leaders over themselves first. And it's stated in the Bible as the vice general. But it came to us in our holy book as the Khalifa. The Khalifa. The Khalifa is all people coming together in unity, working against the scheme of the shaitan. We are all the descendants of Adam. And we are all the descendants of our father Abraham. And it's we who say that we believe in God, whether you be a black man, a white man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. If you say you truly believe in God, then God says to us, all of you, to come together and fight against the scheme of the Satan. For the scheme of the Satan is weak. It's weak when you have strong faith in God, dear beloved people. But if you don't have strong faith in God, the Creator, saying from the very beginning, then you will fall victim to the weak schemes of the shaitan. Because many, many religious people believe that the devil almost have the same kind of power God has. And we don't see the devil in Scripture fighting against God. He's fighting against the human being. He did not say he's going to prove to God that God was not worthy. He said he was going to try to prove to God that the human being was not worthy to be the leader, that he should be the leader because God made him a fire. Fire represents knowledge. Fire has the property to restore things, to take it back to its original nature. But God said, nevertheless, I know that which you know not. And we, as a people, have been destroyed from the foundation of the earth. Look like we have been totally destroyed. But God said, I'm going to show you how I bring the dead back to life. And he used us more than any people in modern day history. God used the African American descendants of slaves to show humanity and to show the scholars and the human being how to bring the dead back to life. Because we are alive now. And we are free men and women in the city. Those of us that have followed Imam Walter D. Muhammad across the goal line. We can help you, brother and sister, get out of the muck and the mire. And we can help you put your feet on solid ground. Only if you will listen and adhere to the one that God has blessed, born from among us, the leader of the Western world, Imam Walter D. Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad. And I want to share this with you, coming from our leader. It's from the Mazkaz Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad. It's in the Mazkaz Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Is a 501c3 charitable organization established by Imam Muhammad, dedicated to continuing
to continuing, preserving, promoting his leadership, teaching program, and initiative. Your donation is tax deductible. That's why Imam Alfred is appealing to help him keep religion being alive on the airways. I don't have the address where you can send to help keep this show alive. I think it's valuable, very valuable, because he's speaking to a great cause. But most of all, it's a solution, and it'll have the effect to wake us up and our humanity, to bring us to the promised human destiny that God has for all people. And we, more than any people on this earth, have been prepared for that job, the one that was put down in the bottom of the well like Joseph was. Because Imam Muhammad, when he first came in office, brother and sister, he said, God come to put us on top. He said, now how is God going to put us on top? He said, when God chooses people, he gives them a new language. And it has been the language of Imam Muhammad, wants to be Muhammad more than any human language on this earth, coming from any religious leader. The language of Imam Wahdi Muhammad have given the Western world a brand new mind. And I leave these words with you from my beloved leader, Imam Wahdi Muhammad, where he says, I have told you about my philosophical mind, my mystical side, and I see myself tomorrow living in you. He said, I won't be dead. I'll be living in you. So please give me a nice future. Yes, give me the future you know I want, because I won't be living after I die on this earth. I won't be living anywhere except in you and those I love and those who love me, Imam W.D. Muhammad. That's the reason why we know that Jesus lives. He lives in Mubashir Akhtar. He lives in any of us, no matter what color, race, or creed we belong to. If we understand when Jesus Christ say, I and you and me, talking about that which God put into every human being, that it could never be wiped out because God put it there. And what is that? That is your human nature, Deen El Fitra, your original nature that Jesus identified with, the original nature that Muhammad the prophet identified with, the original nature that Adam, Abraham, Moses identified with. It is that nature that God has given every human being. And no one can wipe that out, because all God has to say is kun fa'kun to that nature. And that nature is going to rise and respond to the one that created. Kun fa'kun means be, and it is. That's all God has to say to that nature. The human being, you have a nature that was given to you by our creator. You didn't give yourself that nature, but you can change your nature by disobeying the nature that God created that nature to function in. So let us come back to our humanity. Let us come back to the best that is in us. That is in us what God put in us. And let us to be a slave servant to him and him alone. So I thank you for listening to Religion Meet Alive. I have been the co-host for the day. And I thank you, Imam Alpha Muhammad, for allowing me to speak on this show. So, dear beloved people, I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to greet you with the greetings of peace from all of the prophets. And I ask you to join us tomorrow night on a message of concern, myself and my co-host, Imam Martin from Rhode Island, from 6:30 to 8:30, 213-816-0356, 213-816-0356, and you can hear us continue on messages of concern. This has been Religion Meet Alive. I have been the host for the Mubashir Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York, and the sponsor of this show and the founder of this show is Imam Alfred Muhammad. Thank you, Brother Imam, and God continue to bless you to do and continue the good work that you're doing. Assalamu alaikum. May God, peace, and blessing be upon you.